From Tidbits for November 30th, 2009, this is How to Fix Snow Leopard's Finder Copying Bug by Matt Newberg. In a Finder Copying Bug in Snow Leopard, 10 November 2009, I reported the existence of a bug relating to copying files in Snow Leopard and explained how to see the bug in action. Basically, the bug arises when you attempt to copy a troublesome file from a Snow Leopard machine to another computer via file sharing. I also provided specific instructions for reproducing the bug using an example troublesome file that anyone could download. In the previous article, I suggested that perhaps the troublesome file was always an application, but readers have supplied examples of other bundles that can also trigger the bug. So, a troublesome file is always a bundle, but not every bundle is troublesome. Then the question is, what exactly makes a troublesome bundle troublesome? By comparing two very similar applications, one of which is troublesome and the other not, even though they have nearly identical internal structures, I have discovered that the answer involves Unix permissions on symlinks inside the bundle. Here's a quick Unix refresher. A symlink is a file that points to another file. The other file can be a folder. Unix permissions specify whether a file can be read, R, written, W, or executed, X, and they specify each of those with regard to three categories of person: the user that owns the file, the members of the group that owns the file, and the rest of the world. A troublesome file turns out to be a bundle containing a symlink that is itself marked as writable by the group or the rest of the world. Now, here's an example generated by the ls-al command with much of the information omitted. And then I cite the command, and the permissions show as l, rwx, rwx, rwx. It's a symlink, that's what the initial L means, and it is readable, writable, and executable, rwx, by the user, that's the first rwx, the group, that's the second RWX, and everyone else. That's the third RWX. Now, in theory, permissions on a symlink should be more or less meaningless. A Unix system should ignore them. But apparently Snow Leopard does not ignore them, and therein lies the trouble. Here's what seems to be happening. The user tries to copy the bundle, so the finder proceeds to copy the bundle's contents. The symlink is encountered before the file it points to. So the symlink is copied to the remote machine, and now the system sees, I'm guessing, that the symlink's permissions are unusual, and tries to copy those permissions onto the file it points to, also on the remote machine, but the file that the symlink points to has not yet been copied to the remote machine. So this attempt to set its permissions fails, and the finder raises an error, minus 36. If you'd like to know whether you have any potentially troublesome bundles, run this command in terminal: sudo find slash hyphen type l hyphen perm plus g plus w hyphen ls. You'll be asked for your password. After you give it and press return, go get a cup of coffee, because this command takes a long time while your entire hard drive is traversed. In the end, a list appears showing all the files that are symlinks, that's type L, and also give write permissions to the group, that's perm plus g plus w. The symlinks are each inside some bundle, so if you read the path name backwards, you can see what bundle it is. For example, the symlink listed in the example above, which was slash applications slash interarchy.app slash content slash framework slash growl.framework slash growl, is inside the interarchy application. So that copy of interarchy constitutes a troublesome file and cannot be copied to another machine using the finder via file sharing. Both Tidbits publisher Adam Engst and I tried the above command and came up with a list of bundles that are troublesome on our respective machines. The list includes, on Adam's machine, interarchy, Nisus Thesaurus, Quicksilver, and an iPhoto library. And on my machine, a bunch of Omni applications, including OmniWeb, OmniDazzle, and others. Why our results don't match, why, for example, my copy of interarchy has different permissions on its symlinks than Adam's, remains a mystery. But what is clear is that in both our tests, the bundles that are ferreted out in this way are exactly the ones that trigger the finder copying bug. If you'd like to fix the problem by changing the permissions on the symlinks within a bundle so that bundle can be successfully finder copied via file sharing, here's how to do it. In the terminal, type find. Then type a space. Now drag the troublesome file from the finder into the terminal window. This causes the terminal to enter the path name of the bundle. For example, if at this point Adam were to drag interarchy into the terminal window, the terminal would now read find /applications/interarchy.app. Now continue typing so your command has this form. Find /applications/interarchy.app hyphen type L hyphen exec chmod hyphen H geo hyphen W open curly braces, close curly braces, / semicolon. And at the end, press return. This command means traverse down into interarchy looking for symlinks. That's type L. When you find one, change the permissions. That's exec chmod of the symlink itself. That's the hyphen H, so that neither the group nor the rest of the world have write permission. That's the geo hyphen W. Now, I'm not going to explain the other stuff, but it's all essential, including the / before the semicolon. After running this command on a bundle, the bundle will still work fine, and it will no longer trigger the finder copying bug. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Matt Newberg, and thanks for listening to this explanation of how to fix Snow Leopard's finder copying bug.